Been getting phone calls all day, getting just getting up to date on, I guess, current events, current news. Canadian battle rapper Pat Stay got stabbed to death. All right, folks, and we don't like to report nothing like this ever. No, we do not. But it's news, it's music, and we're talking about it here on the Afterward Drive Show. Who killed Pat Stay? Who did it? You know, and here's the thing, guys. This rapper was only 36 years old, stabbed to death just days after dropping the game's diss track. All right. Pat Stay was rushed to the hospital. I'll give you guys the official report here, folks. Official, this is real news here, folks. Pat Stay was stabbed to death, but no arrest has been made yet. Police say they have no motive for the murder. There was no motive for the murder. All right. And this hip-hop artist was rushed to the hospital after being stabbed in early morning hours on Sunday, September 4th. Near the waterfront up there in Nova Saskatchewan. I hope I pronounced that right, in Canada. But later died from his injuries. Now, police have not confirmed Stays as the victim. They don't really have much to go off of. But his brother Pete Stay confirmed his death to CBC News. No suspects have been caught, and police say they have no motive, no murder suspects as of right now at this time. Now, as you guys know, we always try to get a further insight, and we try to catch news how we catch it. And the one thing I can say here, folks, is we have actually an artist that actually worked with Pat Stay, recorded with Pat Stay, and we're gonna get him on the line, and maybe he could say a couple of kind words to the family and friends. And sometimes people just need to hear different sides of the story. Maybe this guy knows something, maybe he doesn't, and maybe he just wants to say something kind and caring to the people that are going through a lot of pain and loss throughout this horrible, horrible time from Pat Stay being murdered and stabbed to death. I don't like to report news like this, folks. I really don't. But this guy was willing to talk to us here on 104.5. So let's go ahead and phone him in. And this will just stay with me, guys, okay? We're going to ring it up. Making the call.
Hello?
Hey, this is DJ BJ Clark from 104.5 WRFU. How are you today?
Hey, what's up, DJ BJ?
Hey, if you could, for us, introduce yourself to the audience here at 104.5 here in Central Illinois. Give them your name. You could give the rapper name if you want, if you use a different name as a stage name. But we want to talk a little bit with you here on Live on Air about Pat Stay. You got a moment for us?
Yeah. No, it's all good.
All right. So go ahead and introduce yourself to the world here.
My name is Caleb Simmons from Nova Scotia, Halifax, representing, and let's get into it.
All right. So you were friends with Pat Stay. Is that what I recalled from your manager, Steve Clark? He said that you're pretty close to Pat Stay, right?
Yeah, we were music acquaintances. He did the King of the Dot battle. And I used to do battles too, as well, with the beatboxing. So I think he kind of started off with the King of the Dot, and that's kind of where he built his big name at.
Yeah, yeah.
But we go back to the battle days and things of that nature.
So you guys kind of rapped together, lived in the same community, and made music together.
Yeah, we're from the same city, and he was always a big fan of my singing.
Yeah, so, and come to find out that you were actually on a song with Pat Stay, and you guys were in the studio days before the murder happened, correct?
Well, we worked on it. We worked on it prior to, and yeah, it all happened real quick. So, you know, we worked on the record. He was pretty eager about getting the record out. He felt good about it, you know. And, you know, in the same token, the game's like one of his favorite rappers.
Okay.
Right? So, yeah.
And, no, you don't think that this had anything to do with the rap diss towards the game, do you?
No.
Like you said, he was a big fan of the game. I know that was this an interview, and was Pat Stay afraid of his life at the time whenever you guys were kind of hanging out? Was he, you know, kind of looking over his shoulders, just worrying about things in life?
No, not that I knew of. No. And I hadn't saw him for a while, so it was like kind of like the first time we kind of saw each other for a while. I think it might have been like 2 years. I think I went live on his Instagram, and he had something like a talent show, mm-hmm. and I went on and sang, and I ended up winning the talent show. And, you know, that was like the last time I saw him, so it was just kind of catching up and, you know, working on the record.
Yeah, and I heard that there was a lot of success from that track that you guys did together, The Game Diss. And you were actually on the hook on the song, right?
Yeah, I was on the hook. He asked me to do the hook for him. I told him, yeah, no problem, man. We went back. You know, I knew him for years, so I, you know.
So do you feel like the stabbing of Pat Stay was random?
Oh, I have no idea, man.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not going to ask you questions that will incriminate yourself. I'm trying to stay away from that as much as possible. So I'm trying to be careful with my questions here, my man. But it does seem like there are still under investigation for Pat Stay, the rapper that was 36. Now, how old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 34.
So you guys are only 2 years apart. When the news hit you, how did you find out about it?
Just on Facebook,
yeah,
you know, and then, you know, people started calling saying Pat Stay passed away last night.
Yeah, famous Canadian rapper Pat Stay was rushed to the hospital. Did, by any chance, were you able to reach out to the families and give them your condolences and all that?
No, I just did like a little post. Sending my love and condolences out to the family in this time and things of that nature.
Yeah, yeah. Some say that Pat Stay was a real life superhero to some, and he was very adored, loved, and cherished, very looked up to. Would you say that he was somebody that you looked up to?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was the best in his field, man. You know, every time I saw a clip of him, it was top tier. Had you laughing, had you at the end of your seat. So, you know, he was the best at what he did. I will vouch for that.
Yeah, and it does seem like here on September 3rd, they post something in a news article, that your name is actually mentioned in the warm-up on Instagram, releasing The Game Diss. And, man, I'm like I said, first of all, I'm very sorry to hear about your loss. And
thanks. Yeah. Brother Pat, man. Rest in peace, Brother Pat.
Yeah. Any words of encouragement that you would like to send to the family and friends right now?
Just, I mean, the family and the friends, you know, his wife, his kids, all love and condolences, and, you know, the whole city of Halifax and Nova Scotia, and, you know, I'd even say Canada is really hurting over this one, man, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I was talking to Steve Clark earlier, and Steve Clark did say some really beautiful words about you and also Pat Stay. Now, if you could, in your words, who was Pat Stay to you, and how does this loss really affect you right now?
Well, to me, like, Pat Stay was like, he was pretty much like a really big personality in like music and even like social media. So like he's looked at as like an icon. He's looked up to where I'm from. So, you know, it is what it is. Like there's nothing short of that. And you saw the amount of love that this guy got all around the world. It's he touched many people. So,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Wow. Now, did you guys have other songs together that you guys had?
No, we didn't. But he did come to me years and years ago. He wanted to do like a beatbox track because that's where he kind of met me when I was doing the beatbox battling at King of the Dot. And he wanted to do a beatbox track, you know, just something hands-on, like, you know, just something authentic, beatboxing and rap and stuff like that, but it didn't end up happening.
Well, it did seem like the song that you guys did have got y'all a lot of notoriety as well as a lot of fame, and it did was heard around the world. And you guys shot up real quick with that Game Disc track. Now, in the Hip Hop DX, they do state on one of their articles that Pat Stay's murder was not random, say police. Now, do you feel what they've mentioned in this article that was published on September 8th, 2022 by Joe Walker that says the battle rapper Pat Stay was murdered in the early hours of September 4th, and new details about his death continue to emerge. But it does say in the headlines that Pat Stay's murder was not random. Now, do you believe that it was not random?
No, I haven't really been following anything that's out there. I've really just been kind of mourning and, you know, crying every day. So
yeah,
I don't really know too much of that, but, you know, just still kind of mourning and just trying to get this thing around my head, right?
Yeah, I understand what you're going through when it's the loss of a loved one. I know how it feels, and it's just anybody that you were close to. It's very, very hard. Now,
yeah, the whole music community is pretty much distraught.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's a really heavy blow, man.
Yeah. Is it going to be hard for you to get back into the studio, get back into the booth, just knowing just a couple of days ago one of your close friends just got stabbed to death? Are you going to take a break, or are you going to use this as fuel?
Yeah, it is. It is, yeah. It's a little hard. I find it hard to even just sit down and make a beat right now. It's, you know, like I said, it's just really just the morning right now.
Yeah. Morning, for sure. And my condolences to you and your loved ones and everybody in Canada, anybody that's dealing with this. And it does seem like Eminem and Drake, some big names out here, is actually reaching out and saying stuff about Pat, and that Eminem and Drake, big names.
Yeah, kudos to them, man, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Has any other news outlets reached out to you here yet?
No.
No, not yet anyways, right?
No, not at all.
Well, we appreciate you coming on the After Work Drive show on 104.5 WRFU and sharing your heart on this. Now, a lot of people are probably wondering, why should this guy say something and not, you know, family and friends? Well, here, folks, the game, they had a diss together. They had a song that shot up on the charts overnight, basically. Got over, like, what, two million views? The game diss with Pat Stay and Caleb Simmons. Do you mind? Now, folks, this is a parental advisory. We're warning you now. There may be some explicit lyrics. But, Caleb, do you mind if we play this song for the audience here so they can get a taste of Pat's rat as well as your Pat Stay's rhyming and his wordplay as well as your singing abilities and your hooks on this track?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely, man.
Okay, what we're going to do is we're going to play this. We'll be right back after the song break, guys. Hang in there. Pat, we'll be right back, guys. We'll be right back.
My G's go cold, I'm wondering why I got out of bed at all. The morning rain clouds up my window, and I can't see at all. And even if I could, it'll all be gray. But your picture's on my wall.
Slim, I wrote you when you still haven't responded. Pat Stay called me out, I got scared and blocked him. I never meant to hurt you, but tonight I'm cleaning out my closet. I keep that little leopard print thonging. Yeah, it's about to get ignorant, bro. I turn the game to a scrimmage, just give them a show. I even let you pick the judges. I let the fans on the internet vote. I mean, you used to be a stripper, I'm sure you'll win on the polls. Let's go! Everyone can see it, now you shook. This ain't you and 40 Glock, let's not beat around the bush. Man, look, I'm trying to hype the game like a mascot. You look before a white boy, ooh, you hit the jackpot. I'm not the fool with. You should be on some smooth shit, but I get ruthless, play stupid. Cause I know you got a ghostwriter and I can prove it. And they won't play you again, the game's ruined. Say do it, dog. I will drop names like you in every line of your lame music. And I don't even make songs, still beat your fucking brakes off. Got you shook to answer like a magic 8-ball. Called you out yesterday, the media's all over it. TMZ posted it, act like you don't notice it. I don't blame you, Cheech and Chong. I be smoking shit, rap tight, Cobra grip. Game's over with.
Pat Stay's definitely one of, if not the best.
I don't think you can name 10 battle rappers better than Pat Stay.
I can't picture nobody really beating Pat Stay.
Pat Stay is a bad motherfucker.
My G's go cold, I'm wondering why I got out of bed at all. The morning rain clouds up my window, and I can't see at all. And even if I could, it'll all be gray. But your picture's on my wall.
Yeah, this shit ain't for M, he's his own man. This shit's about you ripping off thousands of your own fans. Up and coming artists who DM with this whole plan. They pay you, you help them blow up, we know the whole scam. You start with a compliment, that's the fish bait. Then tell them you'll put them on some mixtape. Make a vic, it's the big break, the shit's fake. Manipulating artists, just starving for a name. What a shame, guess they gotta charge it to the game. And if y'all didn't know he was doing this, Google the kid's dreams of pursuing music ruined by one of the biggest influences. But he ain't new to this shit, that's why he got booted from every crew he was with and left in the shadow like a lunar eclipse. You turned on everybody who's helped you, deceitful, either scamming people or biting the hand that feeds you. But hey, what you give is what you get in return. Now you're left in the pile of ashes of all the bridges you burned. Word.
My G's go cold, I'm wondering why I got out of bed at all. The morning rain clouds up my window, and I can't see at all. And even if I could, it'll all be gray. But your picture's on my wall.
That was the game diss with Pat Stay and Caleb Simmons. Now, Simmons, are you still in line with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. It does seem
I'm
like
here, y'all.
You know, that beautiful song. Wait, that was a great track. And I know just hearing that for you's got to be tough, right, man?
Yeah. It is.
It's got to be tough.
It is rough. It's tough.
Yeah, then
the last couple of days, all on Instagram, every time I see it being posted, literally hits you and, like, have you start crying, so.
Yeah, yeah. It's tough, man. It's tough. Canadian battle rapper Pat Stays, he got stabbed to death on September 4th. And you guys got to understand, hip-hop lost one of the best battle rappers of all time. An RIP, and Eminem wrote this, folks. Eminem wrote, hip-hop lost one of the best battle rappers of all time. RIP, Eminem wrote that tweet, and it's got over 49,000 tweets back to it. And like I said, folks, we actually have one of the recording artists that recorded songs with Pat Stay and was one of his, I guess you could say, team members as when it comes to battle rapping. And that's Caleb Simmons on the line with us. And Caleb, is there anything that you would like to say last before we let you go and have a good night there? Is there any last words? Are you still there with us? All right, ladies and gentlemen, I think we lost our guy here. We did. We lost him, but we want to thank him once again for being on the show with us. And sometimes it's tough. It's tough to talk about a loved one, talk about someone you lost when you just lost them. So I want to thank Kayla Simmons for being with us here. And I think that was the moment. We want to thank him one more time. We're not going to call him back, guys. There's no need to call him back. But we will play another track by Kayla Simmons. And we'll keep our eye on this. We do hope that, you know, they get to the bottom of it and they do catch the guy that stabbed Pat Stay to death. Like Eminem said, like Drake says, he was one of the best battle rappers of all time. He was an ultimate in a ultimate rap league and battle rap league based out of New York City. Also, many mourn Stay, especially in New York. This is what it's saying on the NBC News. It was a pleasure to watch Pat's performance, the league says, and statement posts on the Twitter, which, with a picture of Stay, he was a legend and one of the best to ever compete. The example he left us as a human being, a parent, a professional, has inspired us all. His professionalism has inspired us all. Stay's friends set up a GoFundMe campaign to raise money right now for the memorial service. All right. So Pat Stay was a very honorable man who was on his way to a bright future. The message on the GoFundMe page reads, "Our hearts hurt for his family and friends at this time, so we hope to help ease some of the pain by ensuring his family has helped through this process and in raising funds is what they're trying to do to help with the memorial service. There still is an ongoing investigation. Ask anyone with information about stabbing to come forward. If you know anything, come forward and go ahead and contact the authorities on that." And that was our breaking news right here on the After Work Drive Show on 104.5 WRFU. And we are going to play a song by Andrew Winters and Kayla Simmons. We've played this here. We have it on rotation. The name of the song is called "So Cold" by Andrew Winter and Kayla Simmons. So we want to thank you guys one more time for staying with us for that breaking.